Winston Churchill famously described Soviet Russia as a riddle, wrapped in a mystery, inside an enigma. This characterization also fits modern Afghanistan, as amply demonstrated by repeated failures of the modern world in dealing with Afghans and Afghanistan. My research indicates that the root cause is lack of socio-anthropological understanding on the part of the relevant policymakers and most of the Afghanologists in dealing with Afghan affairs. The present-day political dispensation in the IEA runs along Kandahar. I prefer Kandahar to Kandahar, Paktia fault lines. Kandahar, or the Greater Kandahar, is where the Taliban Tariq movement under Mullah Umar was born. A seminary student who was unable to finish his formal education since he took up armed resistance against warlords and strongmen in the early 1990s, the venerable Umar would refer decisions as critical as handing over Osama bin Laden to the U.S. forces for alleged complicity in the 9/11 attacks to the ulama. That strand persists in the movement under the venerable Malvi Haibatullah Akhundzada, the lineage of holy men, the Akhand, to this day. The fact that Kandahar, the mover and shaker of the Taliban movement, sees everything, including foreign presence and girls' education, strictly through a religious lens is important. Hence, my persistent advice to conduct religious diplomacy with Kandahar. The recent media interview of the IEA Foreign Ministry spokesperson, the suave English-speaking Abdul Kahar Balkhi, substantiates this assertion. Eager to engage with the U.S., there were repeated requests previously to Pakistan/IC to facilitate this engagement. Balkhi was categorical about presence of intelligence-sharing cooperation with the U.S., Ushak threat as overblown, and the non-handing over of the abandoned U.S. military equipment, as demanded by the Trump administration. Balkhi was evasive about human, especially the women's rights to education and work, citing this as Afghanistan's domestic affair. The puritanical Kandahar takes a long religious view, guided by the early days of Islam, conveniently sidestepping Islam's revolutionary credentials in the Arab universe. IEA has an unsettling conviction about its invincibility, citing the humiliating retreat of two contemporary superpowers from Afghanistan. That hard line is not changing anytime soon. Loya Paktia, Greater Paktia, roughly comprising the provinces of Paktia, Paktika, Khost and Nangarhar, in the Zidran tribe-dominated northern Afghanistan bordering RKP, is the fief of Haqqanis, the students of Darul Uloom Haqqaniya, in Akora Katak, hence the Haqqani Nam Daguerre. Jalaluddin Haqqani and presently Sirajuddin Haqqani, the venerable Khalifa, are also inextricably linked to North Waziristan District in KP through marital ties, military linkages, and logistic basing.